As we're together, we often have many questions. And today, we have a few questions. I should remind you that on Wednesday nights, we have what we call our question and answer time, but we don't really get through many questions then. We tend to give rather long answers to questions. But today, Chelsea said, I have some questions. And so I said, well, Chelsea, let's see if we can answer one or two of your questions today. So we're going to ask Chelsea for a question. If any of you have a question, we can maybe deal with something like that today as well. But Chelsea, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
刚才Chelsea问了一个问题，是今天我们要开始来回答这个问题。通常呢，我们是在星期天的晚上，星期三的晚上，有一个答疑，就是问答。我们在那些问答上呢，我们通常呢，更加愿意说给你们更长的答案，而不是说更多的问题来问。当然我们是愿意去解答你们所有的问题。今天呢，就让那个
Very good. So Chelsea, you tell us what your basic question is, please.
Chelsea, 你把你的那个问题的说一下。
May I speak Mandarin here? Just now, I speak also English. 就我的问题就是说什么呢？就是作为一个基督徒吧。 在目前当今的这个时候呢，我们应该做些什么？因为这么多年以来呢，就是在加拿大这种地方吧，就是我们很多人呢被大众媒体啊、主流媒体啊，就给影响啊，就是好像我感觉这个国家的部分已经失去了它的核心价值，就是。 我们作为一个公民来说，应该又是一个基督徒，应该为这个国家做些什么？就是我的问题。我本来想星期三问的，刚才他偏要问我想问什么，所以我才说的。没问题，这是第一个question。
Yes, you've got to give it to me. And Norma. Norma doesn't know the question.
Okay. So her question basically says, as a Christian for this age, what should we do? And there's the country seems to lose that core value about this this world. And as a Christian, what should we do for today?
All right. Well, it is true that our country is losing its core values. And I have told some of you before that I was in San Francisco in 1975 at a very large conference of long-range planners.
因为他说对，你说的是对的。我们现在呢，就是这种核心的价值观已经失去了。他记得呢，他在那个旧金山的时候，他开一个会，那个会上讲到了一些这样的事情。And
some of the people who were there, especially the speakers, were very, very senior, influential people in the world.
所以呢，在那个会议上呢。 那个讲道的人呢，他是有一个非常，在世界上是非常有名的，也是一个非常的高阶的一个人。And
they said, our objective is to change the way the world is thinking so that they will think along the new lines, the lines we want them to think.
他说的意思呢，就是我们的 目的呢，目标就是改变世界的想法，让他们按照我们要他们思维的方式去思维。
And so they said, what we are going to do is we're going to infiltrate at every level in society where opinions are being formed. We are going to infiltrate those and teach what we want taught rather than what the traditional values and the Bible has been.
因为他说呢, 我们的目的呢, 我们的想法就是去, 影响这个社会的各个阶层, 改变他们的观点, 真实的, 就是真的要改变圣经, 在这个社区里形成的价值观, 他们的目的就是想要改变这个。
Their objective was to enter all the schools, enter all the universities, enter all the religious organizations, and at every level, turn the teaching in the way they wanted it to go.
因为他们的目标呢，目的呢，就是说。 改变所有的学校、大学和所有的宗教组织， 然后呢, 改变他们现有的想法和做法。
About the only way that I could summarize what it is they wanted us to believe is exactly what the book of Revelation says the Antichrist will want us to believe when he comes.
所以呢, 他把这个总结一下, 就是说呢, 那个人想要他们相信的是什么呢? 就是说在启示录里讲的, 当那个敌基督或者说伪基督来的时候, 他要教给我们那样的一些事儿。
That was 45 years ago, and in the last 45, they have largely succeeded in their objective.
这是45年之前, 这45年中, 他们 非常成功地做到了这些，也把这个影响扩大了。So
the media are teaching what they want, the universities are teaching the same thing, and the schools are teaching the same thing.
因为那些媒体、大学和学校里，就是在教他们想要教的那些东西。
The message is there is no God, we must all follow the plan of men, the humanitarian plan, and they basically have rejected God.
所以呢,他们基本上说呢,没有神,所以呢,我们所有的人都要跟随人类制定的计划,在他们的,基本上就是说拒绝神。
And so last week, I ran across an article which was very interesting.
上个星期呢,
it says that there are many teachers who don't like the thought that the children are going to be studying online.
因为就是那些教师呢, 他们不喜欢那种想法, 就是说, 所有的孩子们都会通过在线的去学习。
The teachers don't like it because they're afraid that the parents are going to be listening to what it is the teachers are teaching their children.
所以那些教师、老师他们不喜欢这种方式的原因呢, 是他们害怕 他们学生的家长听到了他们所教给孩子们的东西。
All right, and they're afraid that if the teachers, sorry, if the parents find out what the teachers are teaching their children, the parents might be very upset.
因为如果说家长发现了老师在教学生所教的东西，那些家长可能会感到非常沮丧。
So that's how bad it is. From every side, the teaching against God is coming in.
所以呢,这就是有多么的糟糕。从每一个方面呢,他们所教的都是对抗神的,从各个方面都已经渗入了。
For the very first time in my life, yesterday, I heard on the radio a speaker, and he took the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in vain. He swore with Jesus' name yesterday. Never heard that in my life.
所以呢，在他的人生中，昨天是他第一次，他听到收音机里，一个人，他们用主耶稣的名字，就用的不恰当的地方，他们就说用主耶稣的名字来发誓。
And so the question is, what do we do about it?
所以问题是我们怎么去做？
And the answer is in Romans chapter 12.
答案是在罗马书的第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
所以罗马书的第十二章，大家可以翻到那里。
And I'm going to read verse 2 to you. It says this, Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
那这里呢，讲的是罗马书第十二章的第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So you don't listen all the time to the world out there. You listen to the Bible.
所以你不要听那些世界上在现在所讲的东西，你要听圣经讲什么。
And you will find this all throughout the Word of God. If you listen to God, if you listen to the Bible, you will be wise. If you listen to what the world says, you will be foolish.
所有的呢，你要读圣经，读圣经呢，你知道圣经怎么说的，神怎么说的，你就会，你的想法就是非常是明智的。如果你要听这个世界去讲什么，你就是会变得非常愚蠢。
Isaiah chapter 55 is devoted to the theme of the wonderful blessings that we get when we listen to God and let Him move in our lives.
所以呢，以赛亚书第五章讲到的呢，就是说，如果我们听神的话，在我们的人生里有什么样的赐福下来。
He basically says that the word of God is like water that will fall on desert land and bring forth a bountiful crop.
因为他基本上说呢，神的话就像水，浇到一个沙漠里，它会带来很好的丰收。
And so the farther we go into the confusion in the world, the more we're driven back to the Bible. Keep studying the Bible. Keep reading the Bible. Feast on the Bible. Learn to think like God.
因为当我们在这个世界里变得越来越糊涂的时候呢，我们应该更要回到神的话里面，回到圣经里面。 我们呢，要去学习圣经，像神那样去思考。And
that is basically what the book of Proverbs is all about, as well as the rest of Scripture.
这就是所有的箴言里所讲到的，也是其他的所有的经文里也谈到的这个。So
we end up reading the Bible, thinking like God, and we're very distressed that the world around us doesn't understand and is opposed to the truth of God.
所以呢，我们一直读圣经呢，我们像神那么去思考，我们就对这个世界，他们就是反对神的那样一个想法，越来越感到有压力。All
right, so Chelsea, does that answer the question? Is that what you were thinking about?
所以他问 Chelsea 刚才。
Yeah, the same thing happened only maybe. For me, I think for mature Christian should be okay, I think. But how my question is the children, our children, the young guys, the faction, how they cope with the faction, with the mainstream media, the mass media, the big environment, I think.
Two things that children have to do. Number one, they have to feed much on the Bible.
所以呢，他说呢，Sharon是可能接受的问题就是说，对于我们成熟的基督徒来说，刚才讲的都没问题。但是小孩，所受的影响是什么？孩子们更应该去多读圣经，让圣经来喂养他们。So
Will is very wise.
所以Will呢是很聪明的。
Will comes to many of our Bible studies. He doesn't understand everything we talk about. He's still a little boy. But he is learning the basic truth of God, and he's learning what to believe and what not to believe.
他在学习神的基本的规律，他知道什么可以要信，什么可以不能去信。So
the first thing is, the children have got to be exposed more and more and more to the Bible.
所以呢，这里呢就是说，小孩应该更多更多的去探索圣经。And
the other thing is, they have got to turn off the other influences. Don't listen to them.
另外一件事情呢，他们要和那些其他对他的影响的东西，把它跟他分割开来。All right.
Now, both are difficult.
这两样都是不容易的。So,
many of us have a cell phone that gives us access to all kinds of information.
所以我们中间很多人都有手机，它给我们呢，可以去看到所有的其他的信息。So
the children have got to say, I'll use this for good things, but I am not going to listen to the bad things. And parents often say, I'm not going to let you have access to it, because if you have access to it, you could listen to the bad things.
所以呢，孩子们通常会说，我会用这个手机呢，我去学好的东西，我拒绝坏的东西。但是呢，家长通常会说，我不会让你用这些，因为你会学到坏的东西。
So when I was a little boy, there were places I didn't go, and there were things that I was not allowed to listen to or to do.
因为当他还是个小男孩的时候，他们家是不让他去有些地方，而且有些事也不是不能让他去听的，而且有些事情也不让他去做。
When I got to be a teenager, I found that there were more places that I wasn't supposed to go, and more things that I wasn't supposed to listen to.
所以呢，当他长大了一点点的时候呢，他觉得呢，会有更多的地方他不应该去，有更多的事情他不应该听。And
when I got to be a man, I found out that the list got even longer of places I wouldn't go to and things that I wouldn't listen to or watch.
所以呢，当他成年人以后呢，他发现这个不能去的地方更多了，有些地方他不能去，那些事情他不应该去听。I
was speaking to someone earlier this morning about being filled with the Spirit of God.
因为今天早上他跟人谈到呢，让神的圣灵来喂养他。And
you can't fill anything unless you empty it first.
他讲的是要被圣灵充满，他说你不可能充满一件事情而不先倒空自己。And
if the children are going to be filled with the truth of God, they've got to be emptied of everything else, And so they say, I am going to fill myself with God's truth. I will not listen to, watch, hear, play with, get involved with anything that is not godly. And it's difficult for them, just as it's difficult for those of us who are older.
你呢实际上呢，你要被神的话充满的话，你首先要把那些不是神的那些东西不属神的都先倒空。你倒空以后呢，神的话才能充满你。然后呢，对这个对小孩来说呢，不是一件很容易的事情。但是呢，对我们同样，对我们成年人来说，也不是那么容易的。
So when I was Will's age, I was invited by my friend to go to his birthday party.
当他像威尔那么大的时候呢，他的一个朋友请他去参加他的生日宴会。
And then I was told that at the birthday party, they were going to go to a movie theater and they were going to watch the things in the movies.
因为他当他去了那个宴会时候，他知道呢，当他们结束以后，他们要去电影院看电影。We
didn't have television in those days. All we had were movies, and some things in the movies were bad, and most of the rest was not really good.
因为那个时候我们还没有电视，我们只能去看电影。电影都里面的呢，有些事情是非常不好的。
So I went along to the party, but when all the other boys went to the movies, I went home.
因为他去参加了那个生日party, 然后呢，当所有的其他人去看电影的时候，他回家了。And
that boy's little sister laughed at me.
因为那个男孩的一个小妹妹，她嘲笑我。
And she made fun. And she said something like, Harold can't come because he, and it was just, it was a bad scene.
所以呢，当时呢，他就取笑他说, Harold 不能去，所以那个说的那个口气非常的不好。
It was so bad that her mother had to discipline her severely for the way she treated me.
所以呢，他当时那个糟糕到什么程度呢？他妈妈必须管教他，说他给他一个严格的管教，说他对孩子的方式不对。So
you always wonder how these stories end up.
所以你总是想知道这些故事怎么结束的。
About 4 years later, she and I were in the same high school. And she started coming to all the Christian club meetings.
因为几年前他们都在一个高中里，然后那个人呢开始参加所有的基督徒的聚会。And
then she said, you know, I've decided to have the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
所以她说呢，我决定接受主耶稣为我的个人救主。
And then her brother, who was my age, he got married to a girl who was also in that Christian club.
他的哥哥跟他年龄一样，他跟那个同样在那个基督徒的一个聚会里的女孩结婚了。And
when he was in his early 30s, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
在他30岁之前，他已经接受了主耶稣为他的个人救主。
All right, so what do you do? You have to say no to what is wrong, and you have to fill yourself with what is right, and let God decide what he's going to do with it all. And sometimes he's very, very gracious.
所以呢，你要是说对那些不好的事说不，然后让正确的事充满你，然后让神来决定所有这一切怎么去发生，神是对你是非常有恩典的。
All right, so Chelsea, what else have you got?
Chelsea, 你还有什么问题吗？
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions today?
今天还有其他的问题吗？
We want to keep the truth of God going. Sometimes you get a question and you say, I want an answer to that. If you've got a question, we'll try to answer it.
因为我们一直要让神的话继续，然后如果有时候你们又有问题，你就说我有问题，我们想给你答案。
I heard a saying.
教育也好 ，baby from baby, I think. 我刚才我突然想到了一个，对不起啊，我突然想到了一个，就是从越小的时候就越容易那个被教。等你 teenager 了，哦哟，那就麻烦了。我觉得，你想。
So she said she just have a thought that. Is when you as you young, when you are baby, it's much easier to teach than right sense than when they grow up.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's why it's so important to teach the little children the truth of God.
但是你说的是对的，这就是为什么如此的重要，我们要教小孩神的真理。
Our mother was very convinced of that.
所以她的妈妈呢是非常坚持那么去做的。
And she spent long hours teaching us when we were just little children, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. She taught us a whole lot. By the time we went to school, we knew a great deal about the truth of God.
因为他的妈妈呢就是呢花了很长的时间花了很多时间去教他们像他们两岁三岁四岁五岁的时候所以当他们上学的时候他们实际上已经知道了很多的关于神的真理。
We didn't go to kindergarten before we were 6 years old because our mother said, I want to teach my children.Myself, I want them to know the truth of God.
因为在他们在六岁之前，他们并没有去幼儿园，因为他妈妈说我要教我的孩子，我自己教我的孩子，我要教给他们神的真理。
My mother and father didn't even hire babysitters.
因为他的爸爸妈妈甚至没有请那个照顾小孩的。
They basically said, if we go, we'll take our children with us, or we won't go.
基本上是说呢，我们去哪里，我们就会把我们的孩子带到哪里，否则的话，我们就不去。
So we were taught before we got the errors of the world, we were taught the truth of God.
他们一直是在被教，当他们获得世界错误的信息的之前，他们已经得到了神的真理。
So, if you want a commentary on that, you can ask Norma whether she thinks that was a good idea.
如果你想要大家做一些注解的话呢，Norma 会告诉你们这是不是个好的主意。
Okay, we both say thank you, Lord.For the fact that we got to learn the truth of God rather than the bad things in the world when we were really young.
因为他说呢，他跟诺玛都非常感恩，因为他们在他们非常小的时候，他们能够学到神的真理，而不是学到这个世界上的错误观点。
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记的第六章。大家可以翻到《申命记》第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we'll just read a couple of verses here.
我们要读几节经文，在《申命记》第六章。
Verse 6 says, These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
第六节说，我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上。
The next line is impress them on your children.
下一节呢，就是说也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Now that doesn't mean to say talk about them every now and then.
因为这并不是说那个意思并不是说现在就是跟他们说。
It basically says it is really important. Impress them on your children. Teach them diligently is the authorized version.
所以呢，这里呢，基本上是说呢，要殷勤的去教训你的儿女。在那个国王钦定版里呢，它是用 diligent， 就是要非常勤奋的去教。
So the question is, when do you teach them?
所以问题是你什么时候教他们？
So some people say, all right, I sit them down for 10 or 15 minutes every day, and I say, you've got to know this, and I give them a Bible lesson.
有些人说呢，我每天跟花10到15分钟跟他们一起说，你应该学这圣经里这面的里面。
But that's not the way you do it.
这并不是你要去做的方式。
This is what you do. You talk about them when you sit at home.
所以呢，这就是你应该去做的。当你在家的时候，你一直跟他们谈。
And you talk about the good things when you walk along the road.
所以呢，你们在一起走路的时候，你要教他们啊正确的事情。
And you talk about them when you lie down. I take it that that's when you go to bed.
所以呢，当你躺下睡觉的时候，你也要跟他们说。我想这就是你睡前要做的事。
And you talk about them when you get up in the morning.
当你早晨起床的时候，你继续跟他们说。
And you're just always talking about the good things of God.
你就一直讲啊神的美善。
And then it says you tie them as symbols on your hands.
所以呢，这里讲的就是你把那个像那个标志放在你的手上。
And that means that wherever you go, whatever your hands are doing, your hands remind you of the things of God. And so part and parcel of what you do is the truth of God. You're thinking about the truth of God all the time when you do things.
所以就是说你在当你做一切的时候，你手上写的一个东西，你一直看，你手到哪里，这些东西就做。到哪里，然后呢，你就做所有的都是关于教神的真理的东西。
And you bind them on your forehead.
就像你把它记在你的额头上。
And I'm not really sure what that means, but I think it probably means something like this. The first thing that people notice when they see you is the truth of God.
所以呢，他不确定到底是什么意思，但是呢，如果你把它记在你额头上，当第一个人看着你第一眼的时候，看到的就是神的真理。
Okay, and then you write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
因为第九节说又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
So whenever you come or go, why, you see the truth of God. When you're going obviously to do the work of God. When you come home, you're coming home to get more of the truth of God.
那这不管是你到哪去，你都看见神的真理。你出去，你是去做神的真理要你做的事，回来你带回更多的你要的神的真理让你做。
And when your friends come to your house, they've got a pretty good idea that they're going to hear about the truth of God.
当你的朋友来到你家的时候呢，他们有一个很好的主意呢，就是来听神的真理。
That's a wonderful thing.
这是一个非常美妙的事儿。
That's what we need in our society today.
这就是我们今天的社区里所需要的。
Other thoughts and questions from Chelsea or others? Vic had a question.
Yeah. Recently, I heard a thing on internet. They said Donald Trump was sent from God. He's sent from God. Who is a warrior, God warrior, who will rise Christian. they said, Trump's name have forecast, have been forecasted in the Holy Bible, in the Revelation, the seven trumpet, the seventh angel sound his trumpet, and there were loud voice in heaven. They said, the trumpet is Trump's name. I think this thing is not good. This thing just superstition. Is that right?
Go ahead.
我说我最近我在网上看到了一些说法， 说这个 Donald Trump 是上帝派来的这个战士， 他会要兴起基督教， 因为在启示录里说这个 七位天使吹号， 天上就有大声音。
这种说法，我认为这种说法呢是一种迷信的说法，不是不符合圣经的。那个川普就是他的名字，预示他是吧？对对对，川，对。那个号角的英文里叫川普，跟川普的名字一样。Yeah，这个。All
right. Well, that's a difficult question, and it is a politically charged
question.
What God is doing in the world today is very big and very complex.
所以呢，神今天在世界上所做的事。 是一件非常大的事，也是一件非常复杂的事。And
we are not sure what he is doing precisely or why. We just know that God will continue to work.
因为呢，我们不知道神具体的做什么，为什么要做什么，但是我们知道的是神会继续做工。What
do we know about Donald Trump?
川普，我们知道他什么？Some
of the things that he says and does are very good.
他呢，做的一些事和说的一些话，有时候是非常好的。Some
of the things that he says and does are very foolish and very bad.
因为他做的另外一些事呢，和说的一些话呢，是非常
God in the past has used good men and bad men to accomplish his purposes.
所以呢，神在过去呢，用了一些好的人和一些坏的人来完成神的目的。
So God took a very, very bad man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar and made him his agent to accomplish his objectives in the world, and especially for the children of Israel.
所以呢，神用了一个叫尼布甲尼撒的人，啊，用了他是一个非常坏的人，用了他的个性来完成了神的目的，特别是对待以色列人。The
fact that God made that God used him did not make him good, but God said, "I will use him anyway."
所以呢，这事实上呢。 神让他去做的事情并不能让他在他身上有什么好处，但是神说呢，不管怎么样，我会让他去做。By
the grace of God, the Spirit of God spoke to him, and Nebuchadnezzar was converted to God. That was a wonderful thing.
所以呢，藉着神的圣灵，神的圣灵跟尼布甲尼撒说话，最后尼布甲尼撒信了神，这是一个非常美妙的事儿。
But the fact that he was converted to God did not make the bad things he did right.
所以呢，他归向了神呢，并不让他做过的坏事变成好事。Now,
it is true that Donald Trump's name is Trump, which is similar to trumpet.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个 trump 的名字呢，它的姓就是 trump， 跟那个号角 trumpet 的是非常相似。
And in the Bible, trumpets are often used to announce good things as well as bad things.
所以呢，在圣经里通常呢，这个号角呢是来宣布好的事。同样呢，也会宣布不好的事。
But you wouldn't assume that Donald Trump is a good name, good man because his name reminds you of a trumpet.
所以呢，你是知道，就是说啊，如果他的名字叫Donald Trump， 可能就是说让他变成一个好人。
If that were the case, actually, then you would have to listen to me.Because my name is Summers, and that's way better than Winters. So maybe I am a, that would be foolishness, wouldn't it?
如果一个人的名字能够变成好人，你最好来听我的，因为我的姓是夏天 ,Summers, Summers 夏天比冬天更好，所以你因为这个来听我的话，那就是一个非常愚蠢的事。
Okay.Where Donald Trump is leading in the direction of God, that's good. Where he's going in the opposite direction, that's bad.
所以呢，如果川普把你领到神的那个方向去，那就是好的。如果他把你领到另一个方向去，那就是坏的。
If I were to meet Donald Trump tomorrow, what would I say to him?
所以如果明天我看到Donald Trump, 我跟他说什么呢?
I would say to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. He's got to be saved as well as everybody else.
那我会对他说信主耶稣你就会得救。他要信主耶稣得救跟其他的人一样都要信主耶稣去得救。
He's got to repent of his sins the same way everybody else does.
他要忏悔他的罪跟其他的人一样。
He doesn't run around saying, I'm awfully sorry, I'm a sinner, I never should have married three wives.
所以他并不是说川普到处就说我是个罪人，我非常抱歉，我不应该结三次婚。
He doesn't run around with a humble attitude.Saying, I am just a sinner saved by grace. He doesn't say that.
他也并不是说到处去说谦卑自己说我是个罪人，我应该藉着神的恩典得救。他并没有这么讲。
But the question, of course, is, if you were living in the United States, who would you vote for? Would you vote for him or would you vote for somebody else?
所以呢，问题是，如果你现在住在美国的话，那么你想你会投谁的票呢？你会投Donald Trump 呢，还是其他的人呢
？And you would vote for the one who's going to lead in the direction that God would want the country to go. You will vote for God's plan for the country and not for man's plan for the country.
所以呢，你会投票给那个带着整个国家要神让他们去的方向去的那一个人，而不是投给那个人的计划想要带领这个国家往哪个方向去的那样一个人。
And you would pray very, very much because the problems the United States is in is very great.
所以你会一直一直很多的祷告，因为今天的美国存在的问题是非常严重的。
Why is the United States in such serious distress these days?
所以为什么在今天的美国是这么关系这么紧张呢
？Is it because the leadership is bad?
就是因为那些领导人是坏的吗
？Or is it because the people are bad and God said you don't deserve good leadership？
是因为人民是坏的，神说你们并不配得到一个好的领导人吗？
And so God raises up over men those he deserves, and there's a sense in which the United States doesn't deserve really good leadership because the people are very, very bad in their own hearts.
所以呢，神是会兴起一些好的领导人，但是为什么没给美国呢？因为美国人他在他们的心里是非常非常坏的，他们不配有好的领导人。
So we pray very much for America, like we do for Canada. And we say, Lord, would you please be gracious to us, preserve us as a nation, and cause us to return to God, rather than as a nation to go farther and farther and farther away from God.
因为我们为美国祷告，也为加拿大祷告，我们说祷告说神呢对我们大施恩典，让我们这样一个国家一直转向神，而不是那样一个国家一直远离神，成为那样一个国家。
All right, so that's a summary answer for you, Vic.
Very good.
Very good.
Any other question?
有没有其他的问题？
麻烦。
Yeah.
哎，那个，神造人的时候呢，给了人自由意志，但是呢，这个自由意志，这个人经常滥用自由意志，也是生出很多罪来的原因。那么我们如何来这个看待这个人的自由意志，跟如何来这个管理人的自由意志？
The next question is, God gave us free will. So normally we just use our free will not properly. So this is the reason we have sinned. So his question is how to manage or control our free will.
How to control our free will.
Yeah, the manager.
All right. Let's go to the book of Psalms.
我们来到诗篇，大家翻到诗篇。
And probably start in Psalm chapter 51.
第五十一章。
How do we direct our lives so that we do what is right? Psalm chapter 51 is the great psalm in the Bible about repentance.
今天我们是怎样去引导我们的生活到正确的方向？诗篇五十一。篇呢是一个圣经中伟大的一篇关于悔改的。
Psalm 51, and the psalm is about repentance. David had sinned a great sin, and he was very sorry, and he was looking to God to help him. He said, Lord, would you please forgive me for my sin?
因为诗篇五十一篇是一篇悔改的诗，大卫。他犯了很严重的罪，所以他转向神，他说神啊，你能不能帮助我，帮助我悔改。
All right, now, I can see John in our screen, and John is flipping his Bible. John, can you find Psalm 51 for me?
他看见那个。
I found it.
You did, good for you. John, can you read verse number 6?John chapter 51, verse number 6.
Wait, what book is it?
Psalm 51.
他看着这样的翻那个圣经。
第五十四，妈妈你过来看一下。
这样是不是找到了诗篇的第五十一？
Found it.
You did. That's right. You found it. All right. So, John, you read verse 6 to us. John 51, verse 6.
Yeah. Psalms 51.
That's maybe not the one.
Oh, I think I can't find it.
It's verse 10, verse number 10.
第十节。 希望你把第十节读一下。
Great in me a pure heart, O God, and renew steadfast spirit within me.
Very good. Okay, the first word is create. What's that mean?
所以说呢，刚才他读的时候问你，求你为我造清洁的心。第一个字是create。 Create is什么意思呢?
Yeah, create means to make something new in me.
Create就是造，造是呢做一个新的东西在我的心里。
Sometimes you go to your mother and she's making some food and you say, "What are you creating today?" Oh, she says, "I'm making a really nice cake. You'll enjoy it. I bought some of this and some of that, put it all in. It's really good. You'll like it for supper."
所以说你去找你的妈妈，你妈妈正在做一个东西。你说你在造什么了？她说我今天要做一个蛋糕，我带来了很多很多其他的材料，我要做一个很美味的蛋糕，所以你晚上有一个很好的吃的。Now
David said, "God, what I want you to do is I want you to give me a new heart and I want you to put all kinds of good things into that heart. If you'll give me a new heart, I could love to do the things that I'm supposed to do."
因为大卫说那个神说你给我造一个新的心，然后你把所有的好的东西都放在那个心里面，然后呢，我就可以去做。
You see, it's the heart that decides what to do.
你看到了吗? 是心在决定你去做什么。And
if my heart wanted to do something bad, it would be easy for me to do something bad.
如果我的心里想去干一件什么坏事, 对我来说就很容易去干一件坏事。
But if my heart wanted to do something good, then I would find it easier to do something good if my heart really wanted to do it.
所以如果我的心想要去做一件好事，我就会很容易的去做一件好事，因为我的心真的想要去做那件好事。And
so David says, "Lord, would you create in me a new heart? Give me a new heart so that I will want to do what I should do."
因为这里大卫王呢，他是说呢，主啊，你给我一个新的心，你给了我这个新的心呢，我就会去想要去做我应该做的事儿。All
right. So how do you get a new heart? Well, David said, "I sinned a bad sin because my heart was going in the wrong direction."
因为大卫说呢，我犯了很严重的罪，因为我的心走向了错误的方向。But
then he repented, and he said, "I'm awfully sorry. I've done the wrong thing. It was a terrible thing. I never should have done it." And so the earlier verses talk about the fact that he wanted God to forgive him for the bad things he'd done.
因为大卫说呢，我非常的后悔，我做了非常非常坏的事儿，所以呢，前面几节经文呢，就说他想要神呢饶恕他犯的那种严重的罪。In
verse 2, he says, "Wash away all my iniquity or my sin. Cleanse me. Wash me. Cleanse me from my sin."
所以第二节说，求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并解除我的罪，所以是要洗净和解除。And
then he says, "All right, I want you to wash away my sin and get rid of all that. And now I want you to create in me a new heart so that I can follow you. And then he says in verse 11, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. I want you to stay in my heart.
所以在第十一节呢,继续说呢,不要丢弃我,使我离开你们,不要从我收回您的圣灵,我要您的待在,要神待在我的心里。
So, Frank, the answer to the question is really in this marvelous context of Psalm 51. And my counsel to you is read it and live it and say, Lord, I'm the one who needs this. I want you to create in me a clean heart that will follow you.
看见这个上下文,这个奇妙的关系,所以你跟神说呢,要给我造一颗新的心,然后呢,我要跟随神您。All
right, and then just over to Psalm 119.
119,
it's not that easy to find if you're all thumbs like me. And it says in verse 9, how can a young man keep his way pure? Answer, by living according to your word.
第九章说,少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢?答案是要遵行你的话。
So that's true of the young man and the middle-aged man and the old man. Doesn't matter what it is. They all have to say, I purpose to live according to your word.
所以这个目的呢,就是说呢,我要活出神的话。
And then the question is, all right, how do you do that?
这个问题当然是,你怎么做到呢?
And verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
所以第十一节就是答案,我在你的话藏在心里面,得我得罪你。
So you put the word right into the heart so that when you think about doing something bad, you say, uh-oh, I can't do that. The Bible says, and you quote the verse to yourself.
所以你把这些神的话放在你心里,当你去做什么坏事的时候,你就说,哦,神的话,圣经说我不应该那么去做,所以你要引用一些圣经上的经文来说,你为什么不那么做?
That's why we spend so much time reading and studying the Bible, so that it becomes right into our heart. It's the logic of our heart. The words are there, and they say, don't do that, Harold.
这就是为什么我们花这么多的时间来学习圣经,那神的话呢,就会藏在心里,在心里提醒你,当你去做那个坏事的时候,说,哦,Harold,你不应该那么去做。
So it's true that I have free will.
这个当然是我们有自由意志。
And my free will often wants to do bad things.
所以我的自由意志通常呢,是想去做坏事。
So what do I do?
那我应该怎么做呢?
I say, Lord, would you please take away my free will?
所以我跟主说,主啊,求你,
I don't want to be able to do bad things. I would like the Lord to keep me from doing bad things. I'm not sure that I like free will that much.
因为呢,我就说呢,我的自由意志总是想干坏事,所以呢,神,我不认为我那么喜欢我的自由意志, 所以让神来保护我保守我在我里面不让我去干那些坏事。
So one of the blessings that I'm going to get when I get to heaven is that God is going to take away my free will completely.
所以呢当他认为当他到了天堂的时候他达到其中的一种赐福呢就是神会完完全全拿走他的自由意志。
That is going to be a marvelous answer to prayer.
所以呢这就是一个非常啊惊奇的答案给对我的祷告的应允的一个答案。
I'm not going to be able to sin anymore when I get to heaven. Isn't that going to be wonderful?
所以呢我到了天堂了以后呢我就不可能再去犯任何罪。这是我又没有这个能力去犯这是一个非常好的事儿呢。
And one of the reasons that I'm not going to sin anymore when I get to heaven is that today I'm using my free will. And my free will says this, Lord, please take away my free will when it comes to sin.
因为这个呢我去了天堂我不会做的。我犯罪的一个原因是今天我仍然还有这个自由意志。我自由意志跟我说呢主啊求你拿走我的自由意志因为这个自由意志老是去犯罪。
And so he's going to take it all away when I get to heaven. But in the meantime, he's helping, he's answering that prayer by the grace of God. Every day he helps me stay away from sin.
所以呢当那个去了天堂的时候他会完全把我自由意志拿走但是在当今现在呢我用这个去祷告我祈求神呢保守我然后帮助我远离罪。
All right, so Frank, I'm not sure that that got to the essence of your question. Tell me more.
所以呢Frank, 他不知道刚才这些有没有回答你的答案如果你有更多的疑问继续说。
那这个很清楚我的那个理解就是说我们现在怎么样管理好我们的自由意志就是我们多看圣经跟神的教导去对齐是不是应该是这样的一个理解
So, your answer is very clear. So he understood is that he would like to confirm with you is study the word of God and use the word of God to control our free will.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord Jesus Christ, the devil said to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you these three temptations. You remember that he was tempted three times. Each time the Lord Jesus Christ was devil, this is what God has written.
每一次主耶稣回答那个魔鬼的话就是说魔鬼这就是经上所说的。
And so his response to the temptation was, it is written, and he quoted the truth of God. That was Joseph, way back in the Old Testament.
所以呢回到旧约里那个约瑟也是这样的。
Potiphar's wife said to Joseph, you come and help me.
所以呢他们那个人的一个妻子来引诱约瑟说你跟我在一起。
And Joseph said, I can't do that and sin against the Lord. And he simply brought God into it. And he said, God says that would be sin. I will not do that.
所以呢约瑟呢说我不能和你在一起。他简单的就把神的话引进来说神说那是不对的是有罪的我不能对神犯罪。
Another question.
还有没有问题? Okay, Sunny.
Go ahead, Sunny.
我看到这个以弗所书四章十一节，他讲到这个传福音的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，有教师，这些，我想知道就是这些有一定的顺序吗？还是必须是这样的顺序，这样的按照这个顺序来传福音？
So her question is facing the chapter 4, verse 11, that it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and the teachers. So her question is about this order. So she said that this is different people has to be in this order. So just like apostle first, prophet second, and just like that. Or this is the order is, doesn't matter.
I think the fact is that God gave all five. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He gave all five.
所以他认为这个确实是神呢给了我们这五个不同类型的人。
And he didn't just give them sequentially. He gave all five to be there at a particular time.
所以呢，实际上呢，他并没有说是按照顺序来给，只是把这。
So in the days of the apostles, of the apostle Paul, all five types of people, all five gifts in these five men, all five were there because the people of God needed all five, excuse me, all five.
因为在使徒保罗那个年代呢，神把这五种不同类型的职分都给出来了，所以因为在那个时候呢，在保罗那个时代呢，需要这五种不同类型的职分。Now
it's true that the apostles laid the foundation.
但是当然呢，那个使徒是建立基石的。
And it's true that the prophets expanded on that foundation and laid out much other truth of God for us.
因为先知呢，他们是依据这个基础来带来更多神的真理，把它扩大了。And
it is true that today the big three in our lives, apart from the Word of God, are evangelists and prophets and teachers. We need all three today and the foundation in the Bible of the evangelists and, of the apostles and prophets.
所以呢，实际上呢，今天呢，在我们当今的教会呢，我们需要的就是这样的传福音的牧师和教师。所有的这些呢，我们都是要基于圣经，就是当时的啊使徒和先知他们所给我们带来的那些。 基础,
and I suppose it is also true that in each of our lives, it is first of all the evangelist who comes, tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we get
saved.
And then we need the pastor and teacher to lead us along.
然后呢，我们就需要牧师和教师来教导我们。But
I think it is more the truth of God that in our lives we need all five, the apostles and the prophets in the Bible, and then the three today, evangelists, pastors, teachers in our lives. We take the Bible, they help us understand the Bible, that's how we grow.
因为我们今天呢，在我们所有人的生命里都需要这五种，那个使徒和先知是在圣经里的，然后呢传福音的牧师和教师是在生活中教我们的，所以呢我们要所有的把这些把圣经带过来，用圣经来教导我们。
And so all the wonderful truth of the rest of those verses flow out of the ministry of those five in our lives.
因为所有的真理在这一节经文里都表现出来，在我们每一个人的生活里，这五种的职分都是需要的。
All right, Sunny, I don't know if that's part of your question or answer or not.
Thank you.
有没有回答 Sunny 的问题，或者是只回答一部分？
We don't have apostles today because they finished the work that they were given to do.
因为我今天并没有使徒，因为所有的使徒们已经完成了交给他们的工作。
We don't have prophets today because the Bible has been written and we've got all we need to know about the future.
因为我们今天也不需要先知，因为圣经里所写下了所有的我们需要知道的将来发生的事儿。
But we do have evangelists and pastors and teachers.
但是我们确实有传福音的牧师和教师。
And that's really what we are to be. Each of us are to be evangelists in other lives. Each of us are to teach others. Each of us are to love and shepherd and help other Christians. We each have those three responsibilities.
所以这就是我们所有人今天都应该有的。我们跟其他的人传福音，我们去爱其他的基督徒帮助他们成长，也去教一些人，其他的人圣经。
Some of us will have more of the one gift or another. Some of us may be more blessed of God as evangelists than as pastors or teachers, or as pastors than as teachers and evangelists. But the Lord gives to each one of us one of those gifts that we should be using for His glory in other lives.
因为我们中间的有些人呢，或者会有更多过一样的恩赐，或者说我们作为传福音的比作为牧师更有恩赐的，或者说作为牧师比作为教师更有恩赐，或者作为教师和牧师比作为那个传福音的更有恩赐的，但是我们所有的这些恩赐在我们身上所用的，我们都要用在荣耀神的那个上面和让其他的人得救的上面。
All right, anything more?
还没其他的。
Thank you.
是个。
那个。老白，帮我问一下子，那个哈柔的说那个先知这个事儿，说预言的，那现在没有呗，是吧？
哎呀，
就是因为现在不有好多说先那个说预言的吗？但是他们又说他是是信耶稣的，这样的人怎么判断呀？
Victoria has a question. So there's no prophet today.Mm-hmm. But there's some prophet today. They said they didn't believe the Lord Jesus. So how can we tell which one is they are really prophet or not? This is a question. So I think she would like to confirm there's no prophet today. But we still have some prophets, they call themselves prophets.
Yes.
But they didn't believe in the Lord Jesus.
That's right. Well, Second Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书的第二章，大家可以翻到。
Second Peter chapter 2 talks about the fact that there were and there will be false prophets, false teachers.
因为这个彼得后书的啊，彼得后书谈到的第二章谈到的那时候呢，将来会有那些伪先知和伪教师。
So, maybe we can just read those first verses there. I'm just trying to find it. 2 Peter chapter 2. It says, there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves.
与彼得后书第二章第一节说，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅，私自引进陷害人的义德，连买他们的主他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
All right, so what do we have today? We may have people who call themselves prophets, but what are they doing? If they are prophets, are they adding to the Bible?
所以呢，今天呢，确实是有那些假先知。那么我们怎么知道他们是假先知呢？因为他们加点，把他们东西加到圣经里面去。
If they are adding to the Bible, they are obviously wrong, because the Bible says that we must not add to the words of this book.
所以他们往圣经里面加东西，那明显的它是错的，因为圣经里说我们不应该把任何事情加到圣经里去。
So, if they are adding to scripture, we know that they're wrong.
如果他们加什么东西到圣经里，我们就知道他们是错的。
If they are teaching things that are not in the Bible, it's obvious they are wrong.
如果他们去教导一些不是圣经里的东西，那明显的他们也是错的。
So these people are introducing seductive heresies. They do it secretly, but they are doing it in order to lead us away from God.
因为这些人呢，他们私自引进陷害人的义的，他们秘密的去做这些事儿。他怎么做这些人？原因是什么呢？他让我们离开神。
So the next question would be, why would they call themselves prophets?
所以下一个问题呢，就是说为什么他们自称为先知？
If they call themselves prophets, they're probably saying, I have got a special message from God that other people don't have.
那如果他自称先知的话呢，最明显的就是说他从神那里得到了特别的信息，是别人得不到。
And if other people don't have the message, then it's probably wrong.
如果其他的人都没有得到这个信息呢，他得到的可能就是错。
And if it's not wrong, why would you call yourself a prophet?
如果那个不是错误的，为什么你要称自己是先知呢？
If you're just teaching the truth of God, then call yourself a teacher.
如果你只是教神的真理，那你就自称为教师。
If you're just helping the sheep, then call yourself a shepherd or a pastor.
因为如果你只是帮助神的羊呢，那你认为自己是一个牧者或者是一个牧师。
But if you're calling yourself a prophet, it's probably because you're trying to lead people in a special way that the Bible would say is wrong.
因为如果你自称为先知呢，你可能是就是想要带领其他的人 朝一个方向去走，那个方向圣经说是错误的。
So if a man calls himself a prophet today, you would certainly say there's something very wrong here.
如果一个人今天自称为先知，你就会想这里面有一个极大的错误。
Now, I'm not sure, again, Victoria, I have a hard time remembering precisely the nature of the question, but that's at least part of the answer.
所以呢，他说呢，他可能记不住问题的所有的细节，他问Victoria, 你他是不是回答了你的问题？ Victoria,
There she is.
就是这个判断起来是好难呀，我就觉得是，就尽量的不要听自称为先知的这些人的话，还是以圣经为主。
So she said it's very difficult to tell who is not the prophet. So.She think that it's just listen to the Bible.
Now you're talking, amen. That's right. You listen to the Bible. We have confidence in the Bible. But if a man calls himself a prophet, why then we don't know very much.
你就听圣经说的就可以了。如果一个人自称为先知呢，你就不要去听他的。
It is a special problem in our day because most people who call themselves a prophet are on Zoom or on the internet. We've never seen them. You can't touch them.
今天呢来说呢是非常难的去分辨，因为他们那些人在 Zoom 上或者说是在网上说他们是自己是先知。你其实根本就没有看到他，你也不可能去接触他。
We don't know how to test them today.
我们今天也不知道怎么样去测试他们。
In the old days, in the Bible days, it was easy to test a prophet.
所以呢，在旧的时代，在旧约时代是很容易的去。检测一个人是不是先知的。
The people knew him and they watched him.
所以人们都认识他，人们都看着他。
And if he ever made a mistake, they killed him.
所以如果他们犯了任何一个小错误，他们就把他杀了。
So a friend of mine met a false prophet one day.
他的一个朋友有一天碰到一个假的先知。
And the false prophet says, I know God, and I understand that your wife is very sick. I'm going to tell you that your wife is going to live. She's not going to die.
因为他说呢，我知道神那边来的信息，我知道你的太太已经病得非常重，所以呢，我说的他不会死。
And about 5 or 6 weeks later, he decided that he would preach at her funeral.
所以呢，5到6个星期以后呢，他决定在那个人的妻子的葬礼上讲道。
What was wrong?
这里面有什么不对呢？
My friend should have preached at both his wife's funeral and the funeral of the prophet.Who said that he was a prophet and she was not going to die.
因为这个人呢，他不应该在他那上面讲的，因为也不应该说他是先知，因为他预言那个人的妻子不应该死。
It's a scary thing to be a prophet. If you ever say anything wrong, that's it.
所以呢，在如果说对一个自称为先知的人来说，如果你说错了，他们把你杀了，是不是一件很可怕的事儿呢？
So you're right. You be very cautious when you see people calling themselves a prophet today.
所以呢，你是对的。你今天呢，如果一个人说他是先知的话，你一定要非常非常当心。
All right, our time is gone today. I have a meeting that I've got to go to, so I'm just going to leave you. But praise the Lord for his goodness. Thank you for your questions today. Well, I won't be here next week, but we'll carry on. In 2 weeks, I will be. Next week, Eric will be with us. Praise the Lord.
非常感谢大家来参加，下个星期呢，他不会在这里 ，Eric Peterson 会来继续教我们，所以我们感谢神的美善。Let
us pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you that you are a good God and that you have given us clarity in the Bible.
主啊，我们要感谢您，您是一个好的神，因为您给我们非常明确的指示在圣经里。
We thank you that the Bible is God's answer book. And we pray, Lord, that we might look to you for answers rather than to the world, because so often it's wrong, and at best it's just confusing. And so, Lord, we just pray that you will bless us.
主要我们就祷告您来赐福给我们。
Thank you for today. Thank you for each one who's been here.
感谢，我们为今天献上感恩，也为每一个参加今天圣经学习的人献上感恩。
And Lord, thank you especially for Will and John joining us today. And may the rich blessings of God be upon each of them, we pray.
主要我们要特别的为江和史蒂夫先生感恩，我们的祷告是您的大大的赐福降临在他们两个身上。
We give thanks for your goodness. Bless each one, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
为您的美善献上感恩，请祝福我们。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.